There are 27 kinds of snakes in the state of Maryland, but only two are dangerous to humans. While both species are in the pit viper family, the more common of the two is the northern copperhead, and it was my favorite reptile when I was a youngster growing up in Baltimore City. I'd seen one staring back at me through the glass at the Baltimore Zoo's old reptile house and was immediately transfixed. There's something about the elliptical pupils that pulls me in, and it's almost magical how the copperhead's cryptic coloration makes it very hard to see, even when you're looking right at it. Like its name implies, it has a copper-colored diamond-shaped head. Its body is reddish-brown with chestnut-brown hourglass-like bands, and it has a thick body that can grow up to 3 feet long. Its complexion is perfect camouflage for the places it most often resides. Copperheads can be found in forested hillsides and wetlands, and will even occupy wood or sawdust piles from the eastern shore west to the Blue Ridge Mountains. Most often, hikers find them on terrain with rocky outcroppings. After my own first encounter with a copperhead, I began to learn and understand the difference between venomous and poisonous. The terms are not synonymous, even though many of us use them that way. The venomous copperhead, for example, actively injects mice, small birds, lizards, frogs, and even caterpillars and cicadas with a toxin from an internal gland using hollow, syringe-like fangs. Poisonous creatures, on the other hand, typically secrete a toxin on the outside, which is why poisonous creatures, like many kinds of frogs and butterflies, are dangerous only when touched or ingested. It's the delivery method that distinguishes venomous from poisonous. And the northern copperhead delivers its toxins quickly and painfully. Many people believe the copperhead to be very deadly. But they are not really very deadly at all. Even if untreated, a copperhead bite causes death in considerably less than 1% of the bites. And there are just a couple of copperhead bites that occur nationally each year. Usually it's an accident, like when a hiker unknowingly steps on a copperhead because it is so well camouflaged. But more often than not, snake bites happen when people actively attempt to handle snakes. The best thing to do, especially with a copperhead, is to leave it alone. Many people misidentify the copperhead with other local reddish-colored snakes that are non-venomous, like the eastern milk snake, eastern hognose snake, and the corn snake. To easily identify a venomous snake from afar, look for three things. The first is a diamond-shaped head. The head shape allows for enough space for the venom glands. Then, look for pupils that are shaped like slits, sort of like a cat's eye in bright light. Snakes without simple round pupils can be dangerous. And finally, search for the heat-sensing pit that lies between the snake's eye and the nostril. This pit looks like a small, empty space, and it can detect even the slightest change in temperature, which helps the snake locate its prey. In the early evenings, you might begin to see local copperheads come out of hiding from beneath fallen logs, leaf litter, and rock outcroppings. During the summer, they edge toward being nocturnal to avoid the midday heat. They also tend to be particularly active on humid, warm nights immediately during or after rain. That's because rodents, their prey, also tend to be most active around times of rain. Of particular note is that copperheads help control mice and rat populations throughout our listening area. Like all snakes, they help maintain the balance of nature in our ecosystem by being both predator and prey. They are beneficial predators and part of our natural world. Plus, scientists are finding that copperhead venom is a virtual treasure trove of medically significant compounds, which might lead to treatments for a variety of diseases and disorders. Copperheads are fascinating creatures worthy of the respect and admiration I've had for them since I was a boy. Please enjoy them from afar and help protect them in their habitats. Want photos and more information? Visit www.explorenature.org/thenatureofthings. I'm Brooks Paternot, Executive Director of Irvine Nature Center for WYPR, your NPR news station.